it's a fantastic 3 points on the road, and you've really got to say first half, Exeter were by far the better side. We didn't start, we weren't at the races, and they could have scored two goals, clear-cut chances. So we were fortunate to go in at half-time 0-0. And I sort of said to the lads, look, we're not going to scream about it, but the way you're playing, the space in midfield, the way we're giving the ball away was not like us. But I think fatigues it, and I think we've had a long week, a tough game at Wolves, tough game at Doncaster, travelled today when we should have gone overnight, so I've got to look at that myself and say that was poor. But then when the tempo, they couldn't keep that tempo up, we were resolute, you know, and we get a little go out of something. Sometimes they're game changers, and it's not the greatest tactic in the world. I think it's Joshua's got it, and he's done amazing and scored a great goal.
I was going to say, what a goal from Joshua Worth, who normally plays straight at the back, but that was like a striker's type of finish.
Yeah, but when I looked at him last season, Josh, and he's agile, and he's got good feet, and he's just, his head is... He's passionate, you know, he's a fiery Welshman in a nice way. And I think that, you know, if he can just get that balance, he's technically very good and he can cover ground. So I think he can play that midfield role as well.
You mentioned at half-time you thought you were getting overrun and Exeter probably had the better chances. Mm. What did you change at half-time or what did you say?
Well, it would have been easy to just go two off and on. And I think I would have killed the players there because it was fatigue in a way. And I just said, I'm not making changes. I knew then I would be making changes, but not straight away. And I think we played ourselves back into the game. So sometimes they know they play poor, and I don't have to paint it on the wall. And they correct themselves. You know, that's how they gel and become a team. It's you've got to give them that opportunity. And then I just done the substitutions as I felt when the levels were really dropping, i.e. Billy had run all he could. And then we were vacating that space, so I just put Matt Howard up for aerial combat and dropped James in, so it broke it up a little bit for us, and it got us up the pitch a bit.
As good as the goal was, there was also a clean sheet at the other end as well. That's two from three games.
I'm really pleased with that because we were fortunate to have the clean sheet, but second half we weren't. There was headers and blocks, and I think Lewis Young has been performing admirably. Two centre-halves, and they really defended resolutely. We had a job to do. We're away from home, and we're not going to have control of the game all the time, so we had to have game management, and I was really pleased with that.
Four of that back five, really, if you include the goalkeeper, of new players into the squad. Does that make the clean sheets even more impressive?
No, well, Matt Gray's been doing a lot of work with the back four, you know, and Matt's been a centre-half, so he understands that they know their distances, they know to show inside, they know to show, and we work on it in training. And it's not by luck that you can put four people together. You know, I remember the Arsenal back four and back five had to work in the afternoons with Theo Foley, George Graham to become a great back five. We have to do that work as much as we can in training. You can't neglect those things, you know.